আলহামদুলিল্লাহি রাব্বিল আলামিন ওয়া সলাতু ওয়া সালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিল মুরসালিন আম্মা বা'দ ফাআউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম বিসমিল্লাহির রহমানির রহিম আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া রাসূলুল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া হাবিবাল্লাহ আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া নাবিয়াল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া নূরাল্লাহ Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to this new silsila on the topic of knowledge, wherein we will discuss, inshallah azza wa jal, with the karam of Allah azza wa jal and fadl of Allah azza wa jal, we will discuss about knowledge, the different aspects of knowledge. Questions like, what is the true meaning of knowledge? What is beneficial knowledge? Upon whom is it compulsory to seek what kind of knowledge? These kind of questions and others, inshallah azza wa jal, we will discuss, so remain with us inshallah azza wa jal and make good intentions, because as reported in the summary of hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi, the intention of a believer is better than his action. Make as many good intentions. For example, I will listen to the silsila for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal and his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. I will note down the important points, I will try to practice upon them, I will try to teach them and encourage them amongst my family members and other Muslims in my society, inshallah azza wa jal. Whatever other good intentions you can make, make them now to gain maximum rewards and thawab in the court of Allah azza wa jal, inshallah azza wa jal. Indeed, there are countless of benefits for the fortunate people who recite abundant amounts of durood-e paak and salawat or salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. It is mentioned in the famous book, Al-Qawlul Badi', that the beloved Rasul, the cream of creation, the cause of creation, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam has stated that the person who recites durood-e paak or salawat or salutations upon me 50 times every day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, what is the reality of knowledge? Our beloved Rasul, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated with the reference of Sunan ibn Majah. He sallallahu alihi wa sallam has said, طَلَبُ الْعِلْمِ فَرِيضَةٌ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ وَمُسْلِمَةٍ أو كما قال alayhi salatu wasalam, that seeking knowledge is compulsory, is obligatory upon every Muslim male and female. Therefore, we must always consider ourselves as students of deen, students of deeni knowledge. Consider ourselves as this. And remember something, keep this in mind, that it is not necessary upon every single Muslim to learn all the sciences, all the uloom, but it is obligatory and compulsory upon a Muslim to gain religious knowledge and information about those matters which he or she meets throughout his life on a daily basis. This is why it is stated, أَفْضَلُ الْعِلْمِ عِلْمُ الْحَالِ وَأَفْضَلُ الْعَمَلِ حِفْضُ الْحَالِ. That is, the most virtuous knowledge is knowledge of one's present condition, and the most virtuous deed is the protection of one's condition. So indeed, it is very important for a Muslim to learn those sciences, that kind of knowledge which he or she needs in his daily life, regardless of whatever occupation that person has. The first fard, the first compulsory act of every Muslim is salah. Therefore, it is necessary upon every Muslim to learn at least that amount of knowledge in regard to salah, so that the fard of salah will be fulfilled. Now in the same way, it is wajib upon every Muslim to learn that much information in regard to salah, which would allow that Muslim to fulfill that which is wajib upon him or her. The procedure is that it is obligatory to learn the knowledge which becomes a cause for the fulfillment of a fard act, and it is wajib to learn the knowledge which becomes a means for fulfillment of a wajib act. The same procedure can be applied to the rulings in regard to fasting, sawm. And if a person is blessed with wealth, then the same procedure can be applied to zakah as well. In the same way, for those who are traders, the same rule will apply to the rulings in regard to trading, to business. For example, meaning it will be necessary for the traders to learn those issues, those masail and rulings which will allow them to act upon the fara'id, and it will be necessary for them to learn those issues which will allow them to act upon the wajibat. So whenever is wajib for us to know, this is necessary. Whatever is fard for us to know, also necessary. It was once said or asked to Sayyidina Imam Muhammad rahmatullah ta'ala ali, one of the senior students of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah ta'ala ali. Somebody told him, "Your Eminence, please write a book on zuhud, on asceticism. That means where you isolate yourself and you engage in abundant dhikrullah, you keep your tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal." So he was requested, write a book on this. What did he reply? He rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi replied, "I have written a book about the rulings relating to trade, to business." Meaning that the zahid is he who saves himself from actions which are disliked by the Sharia. And those actions in regard to which some have a doubt in when doing trade. The Zahid, he saves himself from these kind of actions. In the same way, in all matters and actions of Zuhud, asceticism is preserving oneself from disliked actions and those actions in which we have a doubt. If you save yourself from this, you are considered as a Zahid. When a person becomes involved in any kind of profession or trade, then it is compulsory, it is fard upon that person to gain knowledge to such an extent that it is possible for this person to refrain from committing any haram actions. If you are doing a business or trade, now you need to know, it is compulsory to know what things will make my rizq, my sustenance, what things will make it haram or will include haram in that. The spiritual conditions have the same rulings as the physical ones, such as trust, tawbah, repentance, fear, and the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, etc. This is because the above mentioned conditions of the heart are such that a person faces them all the time. So as a result, possessing knowledge in regards to the situations of the heart is also compulsory, also necessary. The excellence of knowledge and its goodness, its virtues is not hidden from anybody. Everybody knows this, that how excellent it is to possess knowledge and beneficial knowledge. As we say, knowledge is power. Knowledge is a characteristic which is within the human being. Other characteristics such as bravery, determination, generosity, power, kindness, etc. are found in human beings and animals as well. Knowledge is such a quality through which Allah Azza wa Jal granted virtue to Sayyidina Nabi Adam ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam and ordered the malaika, ordered the angels to make sajda, to make prostration of reverence, sajda ta'zimi, before Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Knowledge, ilm, has attained virtue and excellence because it is a means of reaching piety. Knowledge is a means of reaching taqwa, piety, closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal. And it is because of taqwa that a person becomes worthy in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. This reality was described by a person in Arabic in the form of poetry whilst addressing Imam Muhammad bin Hassan rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. He says, "Seek knowledge, for indeed knowledge is beauty, for those who possess it, as well as virtue, and a proof for all praiseworthy characteristics. He says further, وَكُنْ مُسْتَفِيدًا كُلَّ يَوْمٍ زِيَادَةً مِنَ الْعِلْمِ وَاسْبَحْ فِي بُحُورِ الْفَوَائِدِ. And be someone who benefits every day more and more, and swim in the oceans of benefits. Just as knowledge is a way of reaching taqwa and piety, similarly, other qualities, for example, generosity or stinginess, cowardice or bravery, pride, humility, modesty, miserliness, wastefulness, can be recognized and differentiated between through knowledge. Person who has knowledge, he'll be able to make out who is the stingy one, who is the generous one, who is the one who is proud, who is the one who is humble, from the outer appearance, from the apparent actions. As mentioned earlier, we should try to learn something on a daily basis. Learn something new, even if it is something small, but learn something new every day. Imagine if we do this, if we apply this to our deen, that I can learn one thing, one aspect of my deen, and try to practice upon it, then in 1 year, how much we will benefit. For example, every day you learn one small thing, then inshallah azza wa jal, you have learnt, or you would learn 365-66 new things throughout your life for that 1 year only. But make koshish and efforts to practice upon this. This is where the real taste of the fruits of knowledge comes in, when we practice. It is mentioned in an Arabic proverb, Al-ilmu bila amalin kashajari bila thamanin, that knowledge without action is like a tree without fruits. Don't you want to benefit from the tree in the form of fruits, tasty and sweet fruits? But if there are no fruits, how can you really benefit? Therefore, what we seek, knowledge of deen, we should translate this into action. We must practice upon this, and then we will get the sweetness of that knowledge, inshallah, azza wa jal. Furthermore, through the awareness of the positive and negative aspects of the above qualities, like generosity, bravery, stinginess, etc., can one save themselves from these evil acts? So it is farthest upon every human being to learn knowledge in regards to these qualities, these characteristics. If I know what is stinginess, it is something negative, I should stay away from it. But the knowledge is necessary for this. If I don't have the knowledge, what is stinginess? What is jealousy? What is pride? What are these evil actions and deeds and thoughts? How can I save myself? If I have knowledge that the fire is there, it provides light. If I have knowledge, the fire is there and it has the ability to burn, this is its quality, then I will refrain from it. I will protect myself from it. But if I don't have the knowledge, like a little baby, a child, an infant who doesn't know what will happen, they will get attracted to this, but it will lead to their own destruction. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from all the calamities that are there in the world. Ameen. Furthermore, Imam Ajal, Sayyidina Shaheed Nasiruddin Abu Qasim rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, wrote an excellent book on ethics, Akhlaq. The revision of this book and memorizing it is important for us. As for those matters which are faced by a human being at some times only, at certain times, then seeking of knowledge in regard to these matters is fard kifaya, which means even if some of the Muslims in that city, they seek out this knowledge, then the fard will be fulfilled from the rest of the people, the rest of the Muslims. But if nobody seeks out this knowledge, then the entire city, the people there, they will be sinful. It is compulsory upon the ruler of the time that he commands the people in the city to seek knowledge with regards to matters that are necessary to learn, especially at certain times. In order to explain the need for knowledge, and its importance. There's an example that the knowledge which is always faced by a person is like nutrition. Just like how nutrition you need, it is essential. If you don't eat, you don't drink water, you know what will happen? You will get weak, and then perhaps you can get sick. That could lead, your health will deteriorate. Similarly, knowledge is like nutrition for a human being. Seeking this type of knowledge is also essential. How it is essential for us to feed ourselves, to drink water, similarly, these kind of knowledges, which is fard, is also essential. As for knowledge, a human being sometimes comes across, that type of knowledge is like medicine, and sometimes you come across it. Medicine is only required when the person is sick. A person who is healthy, has no problems, no complications, there's no need for medication. Yes, when he is sick, when he is in trouble, then only medication will be prescribed to him. Then only will he take the medication. So similarly, there is some kind of knowledges that only sometimes you will need it, that it will come handy. So this is like medication. When the person is sick, then he takes the medication. This is why it is necessary that there should be some people who have awareness of the medicine, of the cures. Similarly, the knowledge which we sometimes come across, it is also necessary that people should have awareness of this. For example, ilm al-nujum, astrology, is like a disease, we could say. This is because seeking this knowledge has no benefit and cannot benefit, nor can it cause harm, because it is impossible to flee, to run away from the qada, the judgment of Allah Azza wa Jal, and qadr and destiny, fate. It is important for every Muslim to always be in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal and continue making dua to Allah Azza wa Jal, but also spend time reciting the glorious Quran, giving charity, sadaqat in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, fi sabilillah. And remember, sometimes this as well rids us of calamities. As-sadaqatu raddul bala. It is mentioned in the narration that sadaqah, charity, it removes calamity. Therefore, this is one way, inshallah Azza wa Jal, if we read with the right reasons, with the good intentions, that I'm giving this charity to this deserving Muslim to please Allah Azza wa Jal, to please Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to get some benefit in the form of thawab, rewards, and that calamities will be diverted, inshallah Azza wa Jal. A person should ask Allah Azza wa Jal for maghfirah, forgiveness, and be someone who desires preservation of peace in this life and the next. If you want peace in your life, sukoon, tranquility, in your own life, in your home, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, we should get close to Allah Azza wa Jal by doing more ibadat, worshipping of Allah Azza wa Jal, obeying Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is so because Allah Azza wa Jal will then save that person from calamities and afflictions, as it is clear that man رزق الدعاء لم يحرم الإجابة. The one who is granted the ability of dua, he will not be deprived of acceptance. Subhanallah. If for a reason, however, it is written in that person's destiny that he will be afflicted with some calamity, then that person will certainly be afflicted. We cannot run away from what is written down. Allah Azza wa Jal will bring ease in that affliction as a result of dua will be granted if the person is patient, inshallah Azza wa Jal. If a person does wish to learn ilm al-nujum to such an extent through which he will be granted the ability to access the direction of the Kaaba Sharif and be able to recognize the times of salah, then learning that much of ilm al-nujum will be allowed. Learning medicine is also allowed, because this is also one of the necessary sources of gaining good health. Just like other sources, the seeking of this source is also permissible. Treatment of illnesses is proven from the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam himself, subhanallah. It has been narrated from Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the leader of millions of Shafi'is in the world. And he said, only two sciences are worthy of being studied. Only two sciences are worthy of being studied. And that is ilm al-fiqh, jurisprudence, to understand religious affairs, and ilm al-tib, medicine, in order to diagnose the human body. Aside from this, all the other branches and types of knowledge are fruits of congregations. Indeed, it is mentioned, knowledge is that quality through which the remembered thing, meaning the thing that is desired to be known, becomes apparent to the person who possesses it in real form, in its real form. This is really knowledge. And what is fiqh? Jurisprudence. It is mentioned, jurisprudence or fiqh is the recognition, the cognition of the intricacies of knowledge with various practices. The leader of millions of Hanafis, Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has defined fiqh in this manner. He says, ma'rifatun nafsi ma laha wa ma 'alayha. Fiqh is the awareness of the soul as to what is beneficial for it and what is harmful for it. Subhanallah. And he further says that the purpose behind getting knowledge is to act upon it. This is the purpose. The true purpose of gaining knowledge is to act upon it. And acting upon it is the forsaking of the world for the sake of the hereafter. Don't get attached. Don't attach your heart to this world. We are only sent here by Allah Azza wa Jal, only and only to make tayyari and preparation for our qabr and our akhirat. This is our purpose, to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, to follow the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to prepare for the qabr and the hereafter. This is our purpose here, my dear brothers, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. A human being should adopt those things which will bring benefit for them in this world and in the hereafter, whilst refraining from all those things that can cause harm for that person in this life and in the afterlife. It should not be the case that his knowledge becomes evidence against him on the day of judgment, and through this knowledge he will get more torment and azab. We seek Allah Azza wa Jalla's refuge from his displeasure and punishment. There are many verses and authentic ahadith with regards to the virtues of knowledge. Due to the fear of extra prolonging the silsila, then inshallah Azza wa Jalla we will have to continue on other aspects. Indeed, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, if we want to gain benefit from our knowledge, then we will have to practice it. Remember, some ulama have stated that there are different categories of knowledge. And the first is to seek knowledge, to go out, not just to sit in the comfort of our homes and to just read the books or the e-books or our laptops and tablets. No, it's more than this. It is to seek knowledge from authentic sources, from good sources. Because remember, be careful from whom you take your knowledge. If we sit at the feet of the glorious ulama kiram, and whatever we learn, we take it back home, then we can have some positive from that, inshallah azza wa jalla. Furthermore, when we seek knowledge, it must be with good intentions, to please Allah azza wa jalla, to please Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So the first is to go out and seek that knowledge and then understand it. Understand it correctly And this can only be done if we learn this knowledge at the feet of proper, authentic Sunni ulama ikram. Otherwise, that knowledge will mislead us and will lead to many azab and punishments. Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from that. Furthermore, after we seek knowledge and then we understand it as it's supposed to be understood, now it is a time to practice, to do amal on that. Because in doing the amal, as Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah ta'ala stated, that the purpose of seeking knowledge is so that we practice upon it. If we don't practice, then how can we benefit from that knowledge? Imagine, if a person has a degree, or a master's degree, or PhD, but he does not translate that into a work environment, or in the work environment. He just says, look at my sanad, look at my certificate, I have a PhD, I'm a professor. But he does nothing. He does not work, he does not apply whatever knowledge he has learned. Will it be of benefit? Of course it would not. Therefore, similarly, we must give priority to ilm-e-deen, because this is true knowledge. And this is truly beneficial knowledge. All other knowledges will only benefit us in this dunya. Worldly knowledge of the world, to seek out risk, to seek out sustenance and a work, to get a good salary. This is why we study, this is why we further our education, so that we can benefit in this world. But yes, even there, ulama ikram have stated, even here, if you make the intention, before you start studying in the university or college, no, Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm going to study this so that I can get a good job, I can earn rizq halal, and with whatever I earn, inshallah Azza wa Jal, I will help your deen, O Allah Azza wa Jal. I will help the poor and needy Muslims. I will help my family if they are in need. Like this, we must make as many good intentions so we can earn more and more rewards in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So as we mentioned, seeking knowledge from the authentic places, authentic ulama ikram, and then understanding it, and then practicing it, but not stopping here, to your viewers and listeners of Madni channel. Just practicing it is not the last step. Now, whenever you know, we need to transfer this to others, starting with our family members. This is very important. Because if we don't, what will happen to them? Who will train them? Who will teach them? Like, I am a Muslim, what I love for myself, I should love for my fellow Muslim as well. This is a true Muslim. That what I love for myself, I must love for my fellow Muslim as well. So I have knowledge of deen in particular, I must transfer this. Don't keep it. And have the intention that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, if I teach somebody and if they practice upon it, then grant me the thawab. And this can become a sadaqah jariyah for us. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, again, this is the purpose of knowledge. That to practice upon it is the real aim, the real maqsad of attaining knowledge. And true beneficial knowledge is only and only knowledge of deen, of our Islam. So we can practice, we can earn the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, we can earn the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's nothing wrong in studying the degrees, but priority must be given to the knowledge of Islam, knowledge of our deen, knowledge of Quran, knowledge of Sunnah, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, as you know, Dawud Islami, the international non-political propagation movement of Quran and Sunnah, is doing just that, is providing facilities and platforms for us as Muslims, Islamic brothers, Islamic sisters, our Madani children as well. The platforms are there, the facilities are there, Madrasatul Madinas are there, Jamiatul Madinas are there, Darul Madinas are there, and many other sources. Maktabatul Madina, the bookshop of Dawud Islami, Majlis IT, the website which is there, you can download our booklets, our books for free. And all these services of Dawud Islami are absolutely free, no charge at all, just for the benefit of the Ummah of the beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Therefore, I will encourage you, I will invite you as well. In your locality, contact us inshallah azza wa jal. that where there is a Madani Markaz or if you're Faizan Medina or activities of Dawud Islam in your area, join, associate. And inshallah, you will see, inshallah Azza wa Jal, positive changes in the lives of yourself and of your family members, your children, in your home as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to understand what we have learnt and to practice upon this and transfer this to others as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Do join us next time, inshallah Azza wa Jal, on this wonderful silsila. We will discuss other aspects of knowledge, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alihi wa sallam. Some in your area, join, associate, and inshallah, you will see, inshallah Azza wa Jal, positive changes in the lives of yourself, and of your family members, your children, in your home as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to understand what we have learnt and to practice upon this and transfer this to others as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Do join us next time, inshallah Azza wa Jal, on this wonderful silsila. We will discuss other aspects of knowledge, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.